Hello, and welcome to Trends with Friends, brought to you by some amazing matadors. Let's get started. Okay, so it is March 2021, and I want us to take a look back at the crazy year we've had. A lot of us want to have amnesia when we think of it all because there's so much that we've gone through in the past 12 months. But let's actually take a moment and look back and think about how we persevered through all of these crazy changes, right? We look back even as early as February 25th when the CDC was looking at this COVID-19, when people were wondering, what is COVID-19? But the CDC was like, this is kind of heading towards a pandemic, right? And we started to hear about these people who were on a cruise ship that were testing positive and they had to be isolated. And then it became a whole thing where people were talking about how this was impacting other nations. And we were watching Italy. And then it became a thing where on March 11th, the World Health Organization declared COVID-19 as a pandemic. And then on March 13th, Trump declared COVID-19 as a national emergency. And we started to see schools closing and, you know, stores looking like it was a part of a movie scene where toilet paper and food were just like flying off the shelves, and cleaning solutions and all of that stuff were very hard to come by. Then we started to see, you know, restaurants that were reaching out to their community to say, hey, you know, we're able to purchase milk, we're able to purchase, you know, groceries and stuff if you need them. It became this whole moment in our lives where we didn't know what to expect. We didn't know what was going on. And so you have to remember, 2020 was this year of everybody looking forward to in 2019, because it was a year that everybody was like, oh, well, Cinco de Mayo is going to occur on Tuesday, and Christmas and all of these special days were going to fall on days that were just going to be ideal, right? So everybody was already looking forward to 2020, but Friday the 13th was always that creepy day that would just kind of linger around, and everybody with their suspicions would think that, you know, the worst was to come. And sure enough, Friday the 13th, 2020 was a really bad day. It was a day that we started to hear about schools canceling, and in particular, our school, when it was announced that the students would not have to return back for 2 weeks. I remember this moment where you see a whole bunch of eighth grade boys in the hallway, and they were so excited about this. They were applauding and cheering and fist bumping and doing all of those things. And when I was witnessing all this, I thought to myself, oh my gosh, like, do they understand that what has just gone down is something that hopefully they will not look back and mourn, right? That this moment is a moment that is going to impact them for a period of time. And as we reach the year anniversary, I think often about what those boys might have thought about that moment if they really would have applauded and cheered the way they did. But it's interesting, right? As a teacher, to see how students have taken these moments that they've gone through when, you know, they hear adults constantly talking about pivoting and it's shifting and evolving and, you know, what's to come of the next 2 weeks. And then, well, we can't plan further than a week. And, you know, this is going to happen. Oh, it's not going to happen. And maybe we'll try again next week. And all of these things were going on, right? And so I cannot help but think about how this has impacted our students. How they have tried to become innovative in their ways of staying connected with others. You know, fortunately, technology was in their favor. They had Zoom to attend classes, and they had, you know, a lot of these gaming platforms allows for them to still have that bond while playing a game, and Netflix entertained them. You know, they had all of these tools and devices at their discretion to use. But it just doesn't replace those moments that they would have been able to have with friends and loved ones, even, you know, in a close proximity, because prior to COVID, they were allowed to do that. But with COVID going on, everybody became a little skeptical and worried and concerned if somebody's carrying the virus. And, you know, obviously, right, this was a real deal. This was something that was impacting everybody. And so while all of these things were going on and everybody was trying to find solutions to things, there were a group of students who really, prior to this, never really met before. They never knew of each other's existence. But coincidentally, they all had a common goal, and that was to make sure that students had a place to feel connected to others, to have conversations that they normally would have had, right, about music and trends and fashion and icons and all of these things that were going on, and shows and anime and movies. And so they needed a place to connect to. They needed a place where they felt safe to have those conversations. And so with all of that as their common interest and common goal, they decided to build a podcast. These students are willing to do what it takes to make this happen and to really build that bond with each other and also with you. So without further ado, I just want to introduce you to an amazing group of students who are not only just innovative, but also very mindful of the current situation, current circumstances, and really want to build that community within. So I applaud them, but I also thank you in advance for staying connected to them and, you know, just kind of getting familiar with who they are and what they bring to the table with their unique and charming personalities. So thank you so much in advance for staying connected to them, and let's go ahead and get started. We'll be right back.